Good morning or good afternoon or whatever time of day it is for you listening to The Front Page. I'm John Modap, sitting in for Chuck Mirage on The Front Page, which I guess is Morehead State Public Radio's top live talk program. And we have two splendid guests with us today, the president and vice president of the Public Relations Student Society of America, the chapter here at Morehead State University. President is Caitlin Farhat, and the vice president is Hannah Webb. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you so much for having us.
All right. Well, there's so much to talk about in public relations, I'm sure, but for folks who might not understand what PRSA and PRSSA are, give us a little bit of background on these societies.
Okay, well, the Public Relations Society of America is a professional organization where PR professionals can join to get accreditation, can network with other professionals, and it's just kind of like a club for grown-ups. So the Public Relations Student Society of America is the student version of this organization, and it's basically trying to prepare students to become PR professionals. So we work with our sponsor chapter in PRSA, which is the Thoroughbred chapter in Lexington. We work with the national officers in PRSSA, and we're just trying to help prepare our students for when they graduate and have careers in PR.
Mm-hmm. And it's a nationwide club, so you can connect with people in PR from all over the country. Like people here in Kentucky at Morehead State can connect with people, students in PR in like California and Arizona and things like that.
Mm-hmm. How did the chapter get started and how long have you been up?
Well, the chapter has been around at Morehead for lots of years, but about 2.5 years ago, there was kind of a lull in the chapter here, and that's when I came along and I started to rebuild and regrow the chapter. So we've been working for a little over 2 years now. We've had some ups and some downs, but so far it's going pretty well. We try to stick with the mission, which is advancing the profession and the future professional. And then our three main goals are to enhance your education, broaden your network, and launch your career. So we plan all of our meetings around those things to just try and help prepare everyone and have some fun too.
Mm-hmm. Have there been some obstacles or challenges in reviving the chapter?
Oh, yeah. Whenever I first heard about it, it was my freshman year. And when I came to the meeting, there were only, I think, two of us and then the two, like the president and vice president, I guess. And so, like, we had to pretty much start from scratch and kind of work to recruit people and even get people to even know about it because nobody really knew about it on campus.
You had a public relations problem.
Yes, exactly.
You would figure then that you would be most adept at solving this. What are some of the things that you did to get the buzz?
Well, we worked a lot on recruitment and retention because we ran into the problem of once we would recruit some people, there's this thing called graduation and we'd lose a bunch of them. So we had to keep it going all the time. So we worked a lot to try and brand ourselves so that we would have consistent flyers around campus. We worked with our department so that the faculty could help get the word out. We spoke in classes and we just tried to have a unified front so that when people saw us, they knew who we were and we could have consistent meetings and have a schedule up so that hopefully anyone could just drop in anytime, and that way we could get a consistent membership base going.
Yes, and is it working?
I think so.
Good.
It's a little bit better every year. Like we learn from our mistakes and everything, so we just try to, try something new every year to like get people involved and get people interested. And even I did a research project, I think in one of your classes, about what Greek organizations do to recruit and retain people because they're really popular. Mm-hmm. And so I just wanted to kind of like learn from them. And that's helped a lot, I think, with like texting people about meetings and emailing them for reminders and things like that.
Mm-hmm. We've also started to really utilize the national officers, which is a great thing to do because they have so much experience and so many available tools and ways to help out everyone locally that if we have a problem, we can go to them and they'll say, oh, yeah, this chapter had this problem and this is what they did to fix it. So it's really been a learning experience, but I think we're getting to the point where we're starting to hold our own.
Mm-hmm. I understand that you both studied with some depth and breadth the student chapters that exist across the country and asked them to give you some feedback. Can you tell us why you did that study and what you learned from that?
Okay, well, the main focus of our study was on student-run PR firms. And what a student-run PR firm is basically where your PRSSA chapter can have a firm where either organizations on campus or nonprofits in the community or even for-profits could come to you and you could do their PR work for them. Most of the time it was free of charge, but the whole point was for the students to get portfolio pieces, to get experience, to get things out in the real world, take what you're learning in class and be able to use it. And so what we wanted to do was see if it would be possible to have a student-run firm on our campus, because a lot of chapters really encourage having one. So we did a lot of research on what PRSSA expects from a chapter. We went through all of their rules and regulations. We got in touch with successful firms, firms that have problems. We surveyed them, and we were just trying to see what the biggest setbacks were, what the things that we would have to work towards the most were in order for us to bring one to our campus.
What did you find out with some of the biggest obstacles?
Well, actually, we kind of both feel that right now it would be really, really difficult to run a student PR firm. But I think it's definitely something, like, we're definitely striving for that in the future. So the problem is that a lot of times it's funding, a lot of times it's student interest and participation, which is kind of lacking. But we're trying to inspire more participation from the students. And hopefully, you know, once PRSSA gets more well-known and things like that, people will be more willing to help us out with that.
And even though we are a small chapter, we've got about 12 study members right now, which is pretty good for a school of our size when you compare it to other PRSSA chapters. But these firms that we're going up against that have won the national awards, they're at chapters that have 50, 75, 100 students. And then it's easy to have your PRSSA chapter and still have enough people for your firm and still have enough people to be your officers. And so we're just trying to get to the point where we're able to handle all of that at once.
Mm-hmm. Is PR just for PR students? Is PRSSA just for communication students? How broad might the appeal be across campus?
I think PRSSA could be for almost anyone. We definitely tailor to communication students, not specifically PR, but anyone in communication or even convergent media, this would definitely be beneficial to them. But we do a lot of career development not specifically focused on PR. So we'll have career services come and talk to us, or we'll talk about just being professional, ways to develop your portfolio, how to dress, you know, just all the basic things. So that's helpful to all students. But when it comes to what the national office offers you and all the specialized things that really help the PR students get the step above, I don't know if that would be as helpful for non-communication mm-hmm. students. Mm-hmm. But we welcome everyone.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. I think the biggest help that would be for pretty much anyone is that we do a lot of networking with people. And even though those people may be PR professionals or PR students from, you know, across the nation or something like that, it's really good to just get that experience of knowing how to meet people, where to meet people, and just sort of breaking out of your shell and becoming more of a professional person.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What, besides funding challenges and, of course, the sheer number of students who are interested, did the chapters that you researched report to you as some of the things that they succeeded in overcoming, or some of the things that they tried that did work for them as they built?
Well, one of the things that I remember specifically is that one chapter, they started kind of small, like they just used a classroom or something like that. And once their PR firm really got rolling, they actually got an office with phones specifically for the purpose of their PR firm. Mm-hmm. So people could get in touch with them if they needed them and if they had problems, or even if they wanted to hire them for a PR campaign, they could get in touch with them really easily.
Right. So I just think, filling in the basics is yeah. important.
Right. I think the most successful piece of advice was to start so small, not necessarily small in your numbers, but small in your projects. You just take one customer on at a mm-hmm. time and just devote everything to that so you don't get overwhelmed. And once you know you can do that and handle it, then you just slowly move on until eventually you're at a fuller customer base.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, I don't think there's any question that members of our audience right now are potential clients, but they may not be aware of what such a firm, a group of students who are motivated and who want experience, could do for them in the name of PR. What are some of the things that such agencies do for their clients?
Well, we could do almost anything that someone would hire a PR firm to do, we would take what we've learned in our classes and we could run social media for you. We could make some promotional flyers for you. We could even work with Convergent Media to get maybe some video commercial spots going. We could help you write press releases or any type of writing, blogs for sure. We're very good at doing writing. So basically any type of promotion that your company may need, we will be able to do that for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty much our job would be to show other people why you or your company is so great. So all of that, things like flyers and promotional materials of any kind, I mean, people want to know what's going on, and you want to tell them that you're going on. So mm-hmm. that's our job.
All right. Yeah, well, that's good. And the type of student that it takes to conduct this reliably and very well, and granted that students are learning, so the clients, I guess, have to understand that. But what, considering the students who might be a best fit for PRSSA, what should they bring to the organization that you would hope they come in with? Granted that they can develop skills there, but they need to come in with something too. What would you hope that your membership brought in?
Enthusiasm. That's the biggest thing, because you can, if you have enthusiasm, you can learn anything and you can pick up on things as long as you're willing to try it, as long as you're willing to grow in that area. But if you just come in with just, you know, not really caring, then you're not going to learn anything. You're not going to grow. And
what Hannah said is so true. I think it's all about your attitude. It's your dedication. It's what you want to get out of it. It's pushing yourself to try new things. Granted, you need to pay attention in classes and do a little bit of work so that you can at least build on those skills. But other than that, if you just come in and you want to be there, we will help you get you to where you need to be.
Yes.
And it also helps us when they want to be there, because it livens the meetings up. It helps us like interact with each other and become closer.
Yes.
And that's really hard to do when people are sort of closed off.
And then we know what the students are looking for, so we can turn around and try to make our meetings more tailored to what our members need or right. to what would be most beneficial. So it really is a two-way communication street to make everything successful and work out well.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Well, I'm glad to know that your numbers are growing, and growing slowly yet growing, because you wouldn't want to grow too fast either. That could
right.
be out of control. There are opportunities for students in officer positions because, as you said, graduation happens. Mm-hmm. It's one of those things. We're trying to ban it, but for now we have to let you go when you're done. And so for faculty and people in the community and students out there who might be listening, consider this as an opportunity. It sounds like something that can prepare you in lots of ways. But I'd like to, before we go to the break, just start a little bit of a different conversation, because we use the phrase PR and the phrase public relations a lot, but we don't, I think, stop and back off and say just exactly what is this as a distinct field. It's different from advertising. It's different from journalism. And yet it shares ground with both of those. So you've been studying it now for years, and you are ready to move into the profession. How would you answer to the novice, you know, what is this thing, this PR thing?
We actually talked about this a little bit yesterday because we were really trying to put our finger on it. And both of us really agreed that it's just building a relationship with an audience. So it's an ethics driven thing. So if you have a company and you really want to reach out to people and really target them and, you know, actually kind of speak to them, but you don't have that personal kind of approach, then PR really helps with that. It really helps people get that relationship with that organization or that company.
Mm-hmm.
It's different from advertising because you don't just want to speak at them and throw messages to them. You really want to try and engage them and, again, have that two-way communication going. You want to build a relationship and really tailor what you're saying to the people you're talking to so that they understand and appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. There's implicit in that a theory that people need to be guided in a certain way in the images and ideas they develop about companies and organizations. How is that? And we can talk about this more after the break, because I think Mr. Jenkins is getting ready to take us on a break in a minute or so. Greg, how are you in there? Put your donut down. All right. And but really the difference between PR and propaganda, because you're building goodwill. But so did the Nazi party. You know, how can we sort out where propaganda leaves off and PR begins, or vice versa? So when we come back from the break, that's the question we'll tackle.
Support for MSPR is provided by Toyota Motor Manufacturing Kentucky. From small towns to big cities, wherever you go in Kentucky, there's a good chance you'll see a Toyota Camry. And for good reason. It's America's best-selling sedan made right here in the Bluegrass. But Toyota Motor Manufacturing Kentucky does more than build world-class cars in Kentucky. They're an important part of our communities, providing thousands of jobs and millions in donations to local organizations. Toyota is honored to be a part of your community.
And we're back here on the front page, and if you're feeling lonesome because you don't hear Chuck Mraz's voice, all will be well. I'm John Modaff, substituting for him today. I guess he's out and about expanding the appreciable world by spreading his magic wherever he goes. But thank you for letting me take over for you today, Chuck, and visit with these two really interesting guests. We have the president and vice president of the student or the Public Relations Student Society of America, the chapter here at Morehead State University. That's Caitlin Ferhat and Hannah Webb. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And now you're on the hot seat. We've got all the easy stuff out of the way, which is what you do, why you do it, how you do it, and who you do it with. But PR itself, you've certainly got to be aware that it's a couple of clicks over from used car salesmen in some people's estimation, because there's this urgency about manipulation and people are concerned about anyone trying to form their perception. How do you distinguish yourself from propagandists? What sets you apart?
It is kind of one of those things that's really hard to explain, as even to like family members and things like that. But I would just say that it's definitely like an ethics-driven approach to everything that you do. And for the most part, it's focused more on the audience. It's focused more on the public than it is the company or the organization. So the reason that companies use PR is to see what their audience wants from them. And it's not to just, I mean, yeah, you want to let them see that you're a good company or good organization, but you want to cater to them. You don't want, you know.
Well, as Hannah said, it is very ethics-driven, and I think that plays a role in the PR professional themselves, because you have to decide what sort of companies you want to work for, and I don't think you'd work for something that you didn't believe in, because that would make it very hard for you to do your job, because you don't want to falsify any sort of information that you give out. So I think you really have to do evaluations as a PR professional of yourself to decide where you want to go into and who you want to work for and promote for, so that you don't have any sort of conflicting opinions going out in that way.
Yes, you're our message managers, and yet you have to decide how far is too far. Do you foresee that moment where you may have to look at the person who signs your paycheck and say, I'm not sure I can do that? Are you ready for that?
Well, there's a lot of times where, you know, writing press releases, you're just getting information out there. But if you don't believe in the information, then I think that it would definitely be difficult to be able to work for that. I've even had experience just with internships, choosing which companies I would feel more comfortable helping plan their events or helping do this, because I want to be able to make a difference. And if I feel like I can do that for something that I'm passionate about, that just makes everything easier, because yes, you believe in what you're doing and you think that what you're doing is right. So you put your all for mm-hmm. it.
Yes. You don't have to make up a story because you believe it.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't think if you are thinking about going into PR and you have problems basically standing up for your beliefs, I don't think it's really the right field for you, because you really have to, you know what you believe and know what's right and what's wrong in for your own person. So
you may have to, I mean, everyone who works has this balancing act we have to do sometimes between our personal view and what the employer wants of us. Mm-hmm. And because they're not always asking us to break the law when they're asking us to do something that's wrong, it's strictly a matter of perspective or what your priorities are. And so I'd imagine it would be a difficult choice for mm-hmm. a student. But knowing that coming in, that's good information, that you probably have your greatest leeway when you're interviewing for the job.
Right? And that's where PR gets really tricky, because ethics is so important, but you can't really even define ethics. Like you said, it's just sort of a what you think. But PRSSA does a really great job of trying to help you with that. They have an entire month devoted to ethics. They have an ethics app. They give you lots of different resources to try and help you weed your way through it. So you really just got to pick it up as you go and hope you're getting it right along mm-hmm. the way.
And I think, was that last month, Ethics Month?
Yes.
Okay. I think they even had a Twitter chat just completely devoted to ethics and any questions you had about that. So the national members and even the staff of PRSA, they were even there to, like, answer questions and kind of define it a little bit for you.
Were people laying out scenarios and saying, what would you do or what should I do?
Right. The chapter is really great at providing you support and mentorship, so you can always have someone to go to and say, hey, do you have any case studies about this? Or, hey, what's your experience with this situation? And they're very open to always helping you find someone that could help you with it if they don't particularly know. So it's a really great way to get information and experience at the same time.
Excellent. I've heard you say a couple of times as we visited today that it isn't just, or PR is not just the design of messages to send, but it's also a lot of listening and sensing what the audience needs and wants and expects. In which case, you're doing research, I guess, as part of your PR profession. What are some of the methods that you will use to get from the audience, from the people, what they want and what they expect from a company?
Well, I think one of the biggest mottos that I've learned and that I always try to work with now is to begin by listening, because if you aren't listening and you don't know what is needed or what is wanted, then how do you know what to put out there? So it's just sort of a step back, and instead of you starting to throw information at people, you just kind of feel around and listen and see what's going on, and then you can sort of reevaluate your methods and your tactics to get out there what will be the most beneficial.
Mm-hmm. And I believe the first thing I really learned in my PR principles class my freshman year was, I mean, research has to come first, because some people have failed at doing something that you're thinking about doing, and you don't know what your audience specifically wants from you yet. And like Caitlin said, you really have to begin by listening. You can't move forward if you don't really have a starting point.
Mm-hmm. I guess you could hunch it or go on intuition or guess and be right sometimes, but you'd rather not, right? You're very organized. You want to get out there and find out.
And so and it takes you, money.
Yeah, it takes money and time. So you will listen. I guess that means keeping an eye and an ear on social media a lot.
Definitely.
Surveys, mm-hmm. focus groups, that sort of thing. And so you are practicing some of those things in your courses?
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah. I've taken research classes, and I'm taking a social media class this semester, and and I'm doing a focus group in my interviewing class mm-hmm. in a couple weeks, so we'll see how that works out. Mm-hmm. It's just it's just learning different techniques to really interact with people and see what they want.
Yes.
And you really want to learn to do that, especially so that you avoid a crisis situation that could have been very easily preventable. And then crisis communication is a whole nother aspect of PR that you have to be ready for. So with PR, you just have to be ready for almost anything, because there's so many different ways you can go with it. You're doing something different every day, I've learned from my internship. So you just have to be really good at multitasking and not stressing out and working on your toes. You know, it's just a very on-the-go type of job.
Yes, and it's not only ethical concerns, but factual challenges and the pace, the mm-hmm. constant pressure to respond, to be first, to be right all the time. That's a lot of pressure. So what do you do we've only got a couple minutes, but I'm interested to know, how does a PR student survive this constant, it sounds like 24/7 stress. How do you counter that, or does the society actually say, be ready, here's what you do?
It's a lot of practice. They do tell you to be ready because it's kind of unavoidable, but we also very much need to work on having your own me time. They tell you to unplug every once in a while, because we're always on our phones and on social media and the computer, and you don't want to get burnt out, obviously, so you just have to try and do your best managing your schedule so that everything fits in. Mm-hmm. You're not overwhelmed.
Take a Netflix day. That's what I say.
Is that one of the things in the charter and we recommend?
I don't
also
know if it's in there yet, but
they don't like to name specific companies. Well, it's been really great talking to you, and I think we're going to start hearing Green Onion in a minute. What do you think, Greg? All right. I meant to have the show catered today, but no one would pay for it, so I'm sorry. But we've been talking to the president and vice president of Morehead State University's chapter of the Public Relations Student Society of America, and they're also two top students in the Department of Communication, Media, and Leadership Studies, a fabulous place to work and live and learn. I'm John Modiff, sitting in for Chuck Meraz, And remember, when you need engineering success, there's only one man to call, and that's Greg Jenkins. All right. We'll see everybody later. Have a great day.